Skip Cosgrove is joining me in the studio this morning. First off, Skip, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. It's a good day.
Today is 8/11. On 9/11, the arrival of the wall on the campus of SIU.
Absolutely. It's coming.
Skip's going in. We're trying to get ready as quickly as we can.
Absolutely.
You know, I've been a little unclear on this, Skip, and you know, there's the Southern Illinois Leatherneck Detachment. How much? Is this a group effort to bring the wall in? Is it a singular group? I mean, who's actually – I always work through you, but who's involved?
It's very much a group effort. The primary sponsors are the Shawnee Detachment of the Marine Corps League and Southern Illinois University. But okay. There's a lot of people involved. We have some major sponsors, yourselves included, and we have a committee – that we put together, and everybody's working towards a common goal, is to get that wall here and provide an experience for Vietnam veterans, their families, and other veterans and citizens in general.
When was the last time the wall was in the neighborhood? And when I say neighborhood, Paducah, Cape, you know, I did it with the Patriots Bravo Company in a group, you know, I'm thinking it was the 80s. Some of that's kind of sketchy. But the 80s, and it was in Heron, too?
It was in Heron. I think the first time it came to the region was Patriots Bravo sponsored it in Murfreesboro,
right.
And that was in 91 or 92.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And then it's probably been 15 years or more since it was in Heron. And then I think the most recent one, there was a wall in DuQuoin at the fairgrounds.
That's right. I remember that.
And I think that was
one of the scaled down versions.
4 or 5 years, yeah.
This one is 80% of real size?
An 80% replica, yeah.
You know, because here's the thing. There's been two walls. Yeah, it's not two walls, not exactly right. There have been two sums of names. You know, 2013, they added more names to the wall. And it was 56,000 in its original excuse me, 57,939 in its original incarnation, and now has 58,286 names. All names are included in this wall, correct?
It's actually 58,299.
299 now?
Yeah, and they added 14 names this year in May. And that comes as a result of people who died of wounds that they received, or it's formerly MIAs that have been found and identified.
Yeah, and see, because in that original thing, in the original wall, women's names, my understanding, weren't included. And then nurses later got added to the list. That's the way I seem to recall it.
Well,
like I said,
I don't know about.
I don't
know. I think that the nurses' names were on it as it happened.
Okay,
but and there's only six names, nurses' names, on the wall,
and
we have a separate list of those that we'll be handing out at the wall.
Okay,
but, come.
Because here's the thing I'm personally curious about. I very often find when I want to find a list of soldiers that have lost their lives in Illinois, in say the War on Terror. That they're hard to find. Those lists are really hard to find.
Yeah.
And I've been trying. I've got one, but it's even now years old. I was wondering, is there a list that if you went there 1 month from today and you said, I want to see the people from Illinois' names and where their names are located on the wall, or I wanted to say, well, you know, when there's, like you said 58,009, what is it now?
922.
That if I wanted to find the people that were in Williams, Jackson, Perry, Franklin, you know, you get the idea, or Carbondale, that I could say, okay, here's this guy, and he was from Carbondale. Is there a list?
Yeah, call me up. I have it.
God, that is awesome. No, because
there's
I want to know. Those are names I want to look.
There's 148 names on the wall from the southern 18 counties. We were very interested in that because we're trying to keep it local regional. And so we started investigating, and in collaboration with the Southern Illinoisan, who is trying to find pictures of all of those men and women, they have now they need 42 pictures. Some of them are hard to find. Relatives aren't in the area anymore, or whatever the case might be. But and how we found them was. One was from some of the records of previous wall providers who had done that kind of work, had that kind of interest too. But then we went to two different websites. We went to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial because you can search there by state, by county, by town or municipality. And believe it or not, Ancestry.com has a special section related to veterans.
Very good.
And between the two of them, it's a very valuable resource.
All right, we've only got about a minute left. Looking for volunteers, is that your primary right now, your primary
Actually,
goal?
That's become a secondary role right now. We've had such excellent response after being on a previous show of yours and other resources. Our primary concern right now is reaching our fundraising goal.
Okay. You're about halfway there?
Just a little over halfway there.
All right. Yeah. How can people help?
Well, they can, search their hearts and their wallets, I guess, and figure out whether or not they can contribute. I'm the not only the chair of the committee, but I'm also the treasurer. So I receive all funds and then I disperse them. I have to keep track of everything, you know,
right.
So in case someone comes calling, wants to know.
Right, how it was spent.
Yeah.
All right, Skip. So the main thing, is there something, T-shirts or something like that, merchandising that's going to help?
We have T-shirts and drink koozies that we have. And there will be, we tried to keep them as low cost as possible. And they're made in the United States.
Okay.